This is Passport to Texas. Life in rural 1850s Texas wasn't the simple existence you might imagine. There wasn't a grocery store, a drive-through fast food restaurant on every corner. Eating was an exercise in long-range planning.
One part of being a farmer not only is growing what you're going to need to eat today or tomorrow or the day after, but you're projecting ahead maybe 6 months or a year.
Barb King is a park interpreter at Barrington Living History Farm at Washington on the Brazos. The farm belonged to Anson Jones, the last president of the Republic of Texas. Yet being president didn't mean Jones was on easy street.
Even for this family, which is upper middle class, they're still worried about survival on a more intimate basis than we are. You know, just even getting hot water is a chore, not only in hauling it, but then you have to heat it up. So all the daily chores took a lot more time than we have today and a lot more forethought, as well as just physical labor. Men, women, and children, everybody's working towards family survival.
Dispatching livestock and then curing the meat for use throughout the year was a chore that rural Texas families performed during cold months because they lacked mechanical refrigeration. Next month, visitors to Barrington Living History Farm have an opportunity to witness part of that process.
We get a lot of interest in this event.
And if you're interested, we'll have details tomorrow. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.